Hey everyone, we are going to be talking about filler words, and we're going to talk about why we use them, how to stop using them, and why they are actually a problem. So, let's get into this episode. Hey sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Friends, if you stuck around after the outro to the intro, kudos to you. I wanted to show how filler words could be distracting and even take away from your presentation. Let's talk about why we use filler words and why we don't even realize it sometimes. And the reason is that we talk very fast. We honestly need to slow down. I remember starting my speaking journey, and I started recording myself when I would speak and then listen back to it. And I recognized that in my case, my issue was that I would try to fill the silence because I didn't like pauses. And what I came to learn is that pauses are so important. They are crucial to your presentation, and the reason being is that you can use your pauses to draw your audience in. You can use your pauses to showcase that you are confident, that you know your material, and that you are presenting with peace and not with anxiety. Now that I've been speaking for a longer period of time, I catch those ums and those uhs and those so's and alrighties, and I see them and I find myself cringe. But I also realize, you know what? I am human. It's still a work in progress. We're still working on this. But I recognize them so much quicker now. Whereas before, they would slip my mind. I would not even notice them until I listened back to a recording. And now those filler words are a reminder to me that I need to slow down, that I need to remember that I know my material well, and that I want to present it in a way that will truly impact my audience. And there are those sneaky filler words that we find ourselves using quite frequently, and sometimes they're actually okay to use. Sometimes we use them to disarm our audience and let them see us as personable and not intimidating. That's why one of the filler words I use quite frequently is alrighty. The reason I use that word is because I want to make sure that my listener feels comfortable listening to me and working with me. One question I want to ask you before we get into how to minimize your filler word use is, why are you using filler words? We use them sometimes as a crutch. We use them to kind of give us a sense of control and peace when we feel uncomfortable. In my case, I used it because I didn't like silence, but what I had to learn was how to use my pauses correctly so that I didn't rely on filler words. So why are you using filler words? Now let's get into how to minimize their use. Please take out your notebook and pen and jot down these notes so that you can look back on them whenever you are practicing, whenever you listen back to a recording and notice filler words are there so that you can minimize them. What you will need to do is you will need to divide what you will be saying into 2 to 4 smaller sections, or 3 to 5 smaller sections if you're speaking for a longer amount of time and your presentation is longer. You're going to record yourself practicing each section aloud and then listen back to the recordings, jotting down where in your speech you used a filler word. Afterwards, practice those portions again and reword the sentences so that you eliminate the filler words and strengthen your speech. Finally, I want you to go back and do your entire presentation and use those new portions, those new reworded sentences instead of the filler words. Now, what you will end up doing is having focused on those new portions, you will add filler words in other places. So you will need to repeat this process until you have actually reworked your speech in a way that allows you to feel most comfortable presenting it. Now, it's going to take time. You're going to find yourself feeling frustrated because now you're going to recognize those filler words much quicker than you would before, and it's going to drive you crazy at first. It surely did for me, and I'm still working on them. But why that is so important to do is because once you recognize the filler words, you will be able to eliminate them much faster. It is just going to take you time and practice. And that's with everything. If you want to become a confident speaker, you've got to put in the work and you've got to put in the practice, even when things feel uncomfortable. And if you need help figuring out what filler words you're using, why you're using them, and how to implement these steps, well then, you can go to sarahfernandez.co and schedule a 1-hour coaching session call with me. I would be more than happy to help you out. I understand that this is definitely a struggle for basically, I think, everybody. And so I want to help you tackle it and figure out your specific speaking needs and become that truly confident speaker. And before we close out this episode, I would love to take just a few moments to pray over you. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for this listener. I pray over her life, and I pray, Father, that you would help her to slow down. I pray that she would not feed the discomfort that she feels when she goes to speak by using filler words to fill the silence or whatever it may be. But I pray, God, that she would practice and put in the time and work, and that she, Lord, would speak with confidence and boldness, not relying on filler words, but relying on knowing that she knows her material. I pray over her life right now, and I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty, sis. I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.